Hi, it's Dan. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Just a quick note, we want to know if you're really listening to this. So send us an email, dan@wgmd.com, for a chance at winning $50. We're going to pick someone at random before Friday, December 9th. So no matter where you are in the world, send an email to dan@wgmd.com. Tell us where you're listening, and you could win $50. Now enjoy the podcast. And I looked at it, and it was really neat. It's fun to watch. Maybe it's just a cynical or whatever, but I looked, and it looked like some of it on the ground looked like maybe it might not be real. Like, it almost looked like you were watching time-lapse photography, as if they pieced together a bunch of different things to make it as one film. But that's just me being overly cynical. I mean, other people have said, yeah, I noticed that too, but it most likely is real. So we went to Snopes.com. They check out urban legends and internet emails to see if they're real or not, and they say it's undetermined. So we earlier this morning called this guy out in Mason, Ohio, Carson Williams, who says it's purportedly his light display. And it's most likely real, but we tried to call the guy, left a message. He just called me back and is expecting our call on the air. He called and knows that we want to talk to him on the air.
Carson,
Dan Gaffney on the air at WGMD in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Dan?
Good. Now listen, all over the internet is this scene of this orchestrated Christmas light display. Is that your display?
Yes, it is. That's my house.
And it's real, a real thing?
Yep, that's actually last year's show. It's one of the four or five songs I did last year. It's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Wizards in Winter.
Now, when I look at that, why does it look like time-lapse photography, sort of?
Well, it's probably because it's compressed so much.
It's compressed?
Yeah, to get it up on the internet, to get it down to 5 meg, it's compressed. I'm actually making a version of it now to post out there so people can, you know, see it and see that it's real, but it's like 150 meg. So to get it down to 5 meg, I had to compress it a lot.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, if you look at the bottom of the frame,
That grass down to the bottom. I read all the postings. They all think it's fake, so.
Yeah, because of that, yeah. But it's a real deal. Like, your neighbors would verify that is a real display. How did you put it together?
I use a package called Light-O-Rama.
Light-O-Rama?
It's a package, and they also sell hardware. But so you put all the similar pieces together, and then you just got to sequence it. I figure it's about an hour per minute of song to get sequenced.
An hour per minute?
Yeah.
That's how long it takes you?
That's a minimum it takes to get a song sequenced.
So how long is that Trans-Siberian? That's like 3 minutes long, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was 3 hours of basic sequencing. And then to get it tweaked so it looks pretty good takes, you know, about another 3 hours.
Now, is this Light-O-Rama thing like a control board?
Yeah, Light-O-Rama, they sell the control boards and the software. They have a website you can go out there and peruse.
And so how does it actually work then? Are you listening to the song piece by piece on the computer and then doing things, or what?
Yep. I'm actually going to post on planetchristmas.com tomorrow.
Planet Christmas.
Yeah, how you can download the sequencing data, the sample software, and actually see this on your computer, how it's done.
Okay, listen, here's my question.
Yeah.
My newswoman wants to know, do you still have neighbors?
Yes, the music only broadcast out on a low-power radio station.
Okay, so you have to tune in.
When you're staying out there at night, there's no noise. It's just the lights blinking.
Right, like it's but it's flashing like it's an airport or something.
Yeah, it does flash quite a bit, especially at the end of the songs.
Let me ask you this: this thing is it has been sent across the internet like you cannot believe. So apparently you started that. Did you start that? How did it get sent to everybody and their brother?
That's a good question. I posted the video on Planet Christmas in January or February. Somebody must have went, was looking around, found it, and sent it to their buddy, and they sent it to their buddy, and that's the only thing I can figure. I figured it happened not the Friday before Thanksgiving, because on Saturday I started getting calls from buddies, hey, your house is on the internet.
Really? And it's, you know, here we are in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on the East Coast, and I've received more than one email about it.
Yeah, I got a call from Louisiana, I got a call from California, so it's all over the place.
It's worldwide. By the way, if you're familiar with the website Snopes.com, which...
Yeah, they still have me undetermined. I'm working with them. They emailed me back yesterday on how to get my status changed to...
We're going
to
send them a copy of this interview.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to have a copy, too.
All right, it'll be posted on the Internet.
Okay, cool.
Later today, we podcast every talk segment, so you'll hear yourself... You'll hear us talking about you in an earlier segment, and then you'll hear this on WGMD.com, WGMD.com.
Okay.
Click on audio. If it's not up later today, afternoon or so, it'll be up tomorrow, but it should be up later today.
All right.
And pretty neat. So listen, how many lights, and tell me a little bit about the physical light setup that you have.
Okay, last year's show I had 16,000 lights. 88 channels of Lightorama, and it all runs back through 20 gauge wire back into my garage where it connects up the circuits. I use some solid state relays. The computer tells the relay to turn on, and then it turns on the voltage. This year I have 25,000 lights and 140 Lightorama channels.
Wow. And where's the best place to see the video? Is it planetchristmas.com?
Yeah, but I'm going to post a higher-res version on planetchristmas.com.
Okay.
Also, I'm working with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to host it on their website. They call me. They're pretty excited about it. They love the band loves the video.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
So they're coming into town. I'm going to go down to visit them, go backstage, visit the band.
Wow. Well, listen, have fun. Thank you. We have a link, I think, somewhere on our website. Somebody posted a link to it on our forum or something, so people can find that. And we now know, contrary to what Snopes says, we are determined. It is real. We believe you. Carson Williams of Mason, Ohio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. He's the guy that owns the display that you may have seen on the Internet, that incredible, you know, pulsating thing. Could you bring it up? Because I don't have it on my computer. If you just bring up the audio, then you might recognize the song. I'll just leave it potted up, Mary Lou. Whenever it comes on, it comes on. 816 816-